You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
20 years ago yesterday, our country experienced the largest ever attack on U.S. soil in the attack on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and the thwarted attack on the White House where the plane was brought down before it hit the White House. If you were alive and old enough to remember, and I have to add that because there were some people that were alive but not old enough to remember, like our son Joshua, who was just a little bit over 1 month old. Do you remember? He doesn't remember 9/11 and what happened. But for those that were alive and old enough to remember, you probably know where you were when you heard about the World Trade Centers being attacked. You probably saw the video that day. I remember seeing the first World Trade Center the plane hitting the first World Trade Center at my house. And then I remember going to work and turning on the old tube television with the rabbit ear antennas and watching the second plane hit the second World Trade Center. I remember people turning to God in prayer. Churches being opened every day of the week and people coming into those churches and praying and crying out to God. Republicans and Democrats getting together, even those who are in the U.S. House and U.S. Senate, getting together and actually praying on behalf of this country and crying out to God and praying and singing God Bless America. We saw the stock market was actually closed the rest of that week. That day on September 11th and the rest of that week, which was 4 days that the stock market was closed. The stock market actually took a big hit when it did reopen the Monday after, and over the course of that week, continued to decline. Football was not played. The NFL did not play football games the following Sunday. The entire world prayed for America. That Sunday after that, we actually preached a sermon calling for God, calling really for America to repent and to turn back to God. We actually, my brother and myself and my dad all preached that day. And I preached from the opening passage from Psalm 127. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. I went on to say the United States of America has enjoyed the greatest of God's blessings and protection over the years. The Lord has guarded our cities and our country from attack from within and without. Yet the Lord wasn't guarding our city, 9/11. And many may ask, why was he not guarding our city? I will say that it is because we as a nation have left his commandments. We as a nation have departed from the principles, the moral foundation that this nation was founded upon. Many, even those those in church, have thought that America is so great that God couldn't possibly fulfill his purposes in this earth without America. The Israelites once thought that. after 30, 40, or even 70 years of captivity and oppression, for some of them, they realize that God can accomplish his purposes without his chosen people. And we're not even his chosen people. Now the church is, the Christians are, but God hasn't come down and said, America is my chosen nation. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer problems in the shop as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, so we can answer your computer questions. And, of course, we are here again ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And next week, we'll be here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, ready to resolve computer problems, ready to help you out. And of course, in the shop as well, we can come to you. We can do remote support, or you can bring the computer to us. And we are going right to the lines right now. We have Laura on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Laura. How can we help you today?
Capabilities and speak on the Windows 10 upgrade. To my camera and my microphone. And I don't know how to get it back.
Okay, so...
That's my camera.
So I missed the first part of what you were saying. The audio cut out a little bit on the first part of it. So what I understand, though, and you can correct me if I misunderstood this, from what I understand, your computer recently did a Windows update, and you lost the video and audio portion of your webcam, and you want to get that back. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So sometimes, and I actually, coming in today, before this show, you know, I plug in everything because we're not only on the radio, we're also streaming this over to Facebook. We have a webcam, and a few different webcams. I mean, there's one built into my laptop, but I also have a higher end Logitech webcam that is built in as well. And I'm actually not using, you know, I'm connecting to the studios through Zoom, but I'm only sending my audio through Zoom. I'm actually sending my camera to Facebook periodically. Well, when I got into my software today, my camera wasn't working. So some actually said, you know, even without a Windows update, your camera won't work. And what I had to do was I had to actually unplug my camera from the USB port, plug it back in. Even though the computer saw it, the camera was lighting up as if it was working, but it was kind of like you've heard the phrase, the lights are on, but no one's home. That's kind of what it was like with my camera this morning. Let me switch over, though, to a full screen. And so I'm going to switch over to a full screen. I'll just show you a little bit. So in the software that I use, I can actually, I have different camera settings and different cameras I can choose. And this one is actually a Logitech camera. So I can right click on this, go to properties, and I can actually select a different camera. And this is one of the things in whatever software you're using, you may want to go in there and just look and see the settings are probably going to be different. I'm just using OBS Studio here, but I'm also on Zoom right now. My camera is off. I'm not sure if I turn my camera on, if I click start video, it's probably going to want to know, well, what video do you want to start? Because I could go in here to video settings, because the thing is I'm using my primary camera already for OBS Studio. So, but there is an OBS virtual cam. Maybe I can choose that. It doesn't seem like it's doing anything either. So anyway, I can't really demonstrate in Zoom, but if I weren't using my camera in another application, I could actually go in here into the settings, and I could actually change my camera to a different camera, and there's going to be a probably a save, I believe, at the bottom, although for some reason it doesn't seem to be scrolling all the way down there.
This is the error code. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No cameras are attached. 0XA0F4244.
Okay. And you have Windows 10 on your computer. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're going to want to do is if your program is not detecting that a camera is even attached, go launch a Windows Explorer window, and you can do that on Windows 10. Typically, you have a Windows folder, Windows Explorer folder on the bottom. Looks kind of like a Manila folder with, I know, maybe like a file holder. You can also hold down the Windows key. That's the left. It's on the left-hand side of most keyboards, to the left of the Alt key, to the left of the space bar. It has a four-pane window on it in most cases. Or it might just say WIN if you have a real cheap desktop keyboard. But anyway, hold down the Windows key and then press E for Explorer. That will launch a fresh Windows Explorer window. You can right-click on this PC, go down to Properties. By the way, this PC shows up in the left-hand side. If you have the standard view, which is the navigation pane, you'll see this PC. Right-click on this PC. go to properties and left click. That will bring up your system properties. Now, depending on the version of Windows 10 that you have, that'll either launch the Windows settings in the newer versions, or if you have an older version, it'll actually launch the system tab. What you can do though, if it launches the settings, what you can do is you can actually click on Device Manager in the right hand side. So there's related settings, and Device Manager is the second down on that. You can click on Device Manager, and this is going to load a window that shows you all the devices that are in your computer and that are attached right now. What you're going to want to do is just look and see, are there any, is there a category that has a question mark or an exclamation point? And typically this would be in yellow. And it just to notify you and say, hey, there's something wrong with this device. And sometimes you can go in there and you see here I have the 1080p ProStream. That's my Logitech camera. I also have a Lenovo camera. Now, if one of these was causing a problem, I can actually, and I'm not going to do it right now because I'm really not using the Lenovo camera, but I can right click here. I can go down to disable device. Yeah, or excuse me, I would want to actually uninstall the device. So I would want to go ahead and uninstall the device. And I'm not going to go through that, but if I did, I would uninstall the device. And you uninstall the device just by left-clicking on uninstall device. That will take out the device. Then you want to go back up to your computer name, right-click on your computer, and go down to scan for hardware changes and left click. And that will actually search through your computer for that hardware and reinstall the software, hopefully reinstall it correctly. Again, you know, I just want to reiterate what I said in the beginning though, unplugging it from the USB port and plugging it back in. If that doesn't work, you could even try plugging it into a new USB port. Hopefully that will work, and that will resolve the issue.
Well, my camera is not even, and it's my built-in webcam. It's
okay,
not even listed in the device manager.
Okay, so it's not listed, and if it were listed, it would be under imaging, or there may be an other category with an exclamation point or a question mark, just telling you that this device did not install. So if you don't see it, what you can do is you can, your Dell computer is going to have what's called a service tag, which is also a serial number. You can go to Dell.com, and in Dell.com, at Dell.com, I'll go there real quick. I only have a few seconds actually before we go to the next break, but you're going to want to go to support, and you're going to actually go to support home. You'll be able to type in your service tag and in the field there, click search. It'll bring up your computer. You can actually download drivers and look for the driver for your webcam. And hopefully you can get that installed, get that working, and everything will be good.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And, you know, the problem that Laura called about just a minute ago, I mean, these types of things can happen when there's a Windows update. One of the things that does happen sometimes is you actually do have major issues. You have, things that don't work that were working before that don't work after the update. There are, by the way, some of these updates are critical, super, super critical for you to install for helping to protect your computer, which is another reason why if you're running Windows 7 and you no longer have access to all of those critical updates,
you may want to consider updating to Windows 10 so that you can get more updates and you can extend the life of your computer. Now, let me just go over actually one thing. And one of the things that we see is actually the threats that are out there today are not just threats that are isolated to your computer. If you have a smartphone, your smartphone is actually more powerful than computers were when a faster PC started doing what we do. They're able to accomplish so much more. And I mean, can you just think of all the things that your computer does today, even your phone does today, that used to take multiple different devices. You used to have a radio. Now you can just go to the TuneIn app. You used to, and by the way, both of the stations that were on, WCNO and WPSL for this radio show, you can listen to this radio show on the TuneIn app. You used to have a GPS. Now you can just pull up Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever mapping program you want to use. And you'll be able to actually access maps. By the way, Robert in our shop was telling me not too long ago that the Apple Map with the new iOS actually notifies you when there's a speed trap. And I was recently on the road with my dad, and I actually have the new Apple iOS. And I also was not using Apple Maps, but I was using Google Maps, and lo and behold, I see these dots on the screen, showing me that there is a speed trap coming up, and then you see the highway patrolman coming up. So that's a new feature. I mean, not that you want to, you want to keep yourself in check. I mean, I always try to stay, within a reasonable speed, but sometimes if you're not paying attention, you can creep up and get a little bit faster than what you intend to go, and so having a little reminder can help with that. But there is, if you have a phone right now, and your phone is capable of updating to the latest operating system for that phone, you probably want to install it, and we'll talk about why in just a little bit. But we do have another caller on the line. We have Earl on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio today, Earl. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
I inherited an iMac 27-inch, late 2009, all along.
Okay.
And went to plug it in. It lights up, but it's not running properly. Now, my question is, with the age of that particular unit, is it worth putting any money into?
Well, so worth, how much is it worth? Is it worth it to fix a computer? Really, that's kind of a personal question. One of the things, you need to know to answer that question, that's not a question we can really answer. I mean, we can tell you, well, if this was my computer, I would not do it, or if it was my computer, I would do it. But we have customers that if their computer's a year old and it doesn't work right, they'll just discard it and go get another one. We have other customers that if their computer's 15, 20 years old, they're going to repair it. I think part of that is the generation. The older generation comes from a place where a time where you repaired everything, you fixed everything. But sometimes there's also important tasks that computer will complete that another computer that's newer may not be able to complete without upgrading other hardware. We've had, for instance, neurologists that have a $10,000 machine that they connect to a old computer. And if they replace the computer, they have to replace the $10,000 machine. So it's worth it to them to replace or to repair an older computer. I would say, a 2009 Mac, while it's going to be able to do certain things, you know, you just have to kind of decide, well, you know, how much is it worth to me? Does it still do everything I need it to do? Or if it were running properly, would it do everything I need it to do? And if it were running properly and it could do everything I needed it to do, then, you know, perhaps it's worth it to repair it. You know, you want to look at how much it's going to cost to repair it also. And then, you know, and then also consider whether you would want, if you were going to replace it, would you replace it with a Mac or would you replace it with a PC? Would you buy a new unit or would you buy something that's used or refurbished? Because if you were to, let's say you're looking at maybe $120, $180 to repair a Macintosh computer. Well, if you're going to go out and buy a new Macintosh computer, they're more expensive than PCs. So, you know, you would have to compare the price of a new system, and also you might get more performance out of a new system, but you know, and you would have to factor that in, but also it's going to come at a significant price. If you're going to, you know, if it's not important for you to have a Mac and an IBM computer is important, you know, it is okay. Well, we have some desktop computers. If you want a desktop computer, we have some desktop computers that, you know, are less than $200. They're used. They have Windows 10. They're less than $200. So they're going to be faster, probably than the Macintosh that you have. So those are some things to really consider. If you really like the Mac, iOS, it probably, and that particular unit will do everything you need it to do, it probably is worth it to repair it. You are going to have some of the limitations you're going to have on a, you know, basically you're looking at an 11-year-old, soon to be 12-year-old computer. Some of the limitations there are that you're not going to be able to install the latest iOS operating system. So it's going to go up to a certain level of operating system. You're not going to be able to install the latest. At some point, Apple will stop supporting that operating system if they haven't already. And then, you know, you're looking at not getting the security updates, maybe not being able to update the browser. You may be able to install third-party browsers like Chrome or some other browsers, but, you know, at some point Apple's going to stop supporting it, and at some point the other software companies are going to stop supporting it as well. When you stop being able to update your browser, that's when you really start to have some big security risk using a computer on the internet when you don't have an updated browser. And some sites will actually over time stop working on an out-of-date browser. So, you know, if you're using a government site, they'll probably work better on an out-of-date browser. But if you're using a, you know, state-of-the-art site, over time, you know, they're going to want the latest browsers to be able to operate. So those are a few things that go into it. And I don't know exactly what operating system, you know, it'll go up to, what is wrong with the computer without actually looking at it. We really couldn't tell you how much it would cost to repair it. But, you know, just the base cost of repairing it, typically you would be looking at, you know, unless you're looking at a major component like a motherboard, you know, typically you could repair it for significantly less than buying a new one. You know, the question is it going to do everything you need it to do? Are you going to be able to update it? Is it going to be fully, you know, fully functional for you? And that's the question that you really kind of have to, you know, part of that is based on, you know, you can answer that based on what your experience with the computer. If you have used the computer when it was working, and then also, you know, we can look and see what iOS can go on that and whether that is still supported or not, which will determine whether you can install the latest Safari browser on it, whether you can install other browsers that will be updated. And those are all, you know, considerations to go into that.
Yeah, because I'm basically an HP you know, all my computers are HP.
Right.
This particular unit, the big wide screen, I wanted to use it for a backup computer for when the grandkids and everybody come over to, they can get to play their games and be upset. But I don't know what I want to go out and pay for a diagnostic fee. And then told that it's going to be.
Especially if it's just a, if it's just a backup computer where it's not your primary computer. And I can tell you that, you know, if you haven't, I don't know if you've used, have you used the Mac iOS? Have you used the Mac operating system yet?
My sister has it, and it's kind of complicated for me to use.
It's different. So people that use Macs, they love them because that's what they're used to. People that use a Windows-based computer, you get used to a certain way of doing things, and if all you knew was a Mac, it probably would not be difficult to you because you'd be used to it, but you're not used to it. So it is very different. And I know it's kind of ironic. We actually have a customer that bought his wife a MacBook, and he thought he was doing a great thing for her. And, you know, I'm sure he spent probably twice, if not more, what he could have, you know, equivalent of what he could have bought maybe an HP or a Dell or a Lenovo laptop. And so he really put a lot of money into this, thought he was going to really please his wife and that she was really going to love this. She hates it because of the operating system is so different. And of course there are programs that, you know, if you have Windows based programs, they're not going to install on a Mac. So she just despises it, and it's, you know, kind of even to the point where there's some animosity, you know, resentment toward her husband for buying this thing. And, you know, I kind of feel bad for him because he spent, you know, he could have spent a lot less money and bought her something that she actually would have enjoyed, it's personal preference and it's what we get used to. And Microsoft is about to turn over the Apple cart here with Windows 11 that's going to come out in just a month or two. You're going to actually start seeing computers in November actually with Windows 11 on them. And the navigation is going to be very different. And I can tell you there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset that are going to say, why can't they just leave it the same? And, you know, that's kind of a question that I'm sure there will be a way that we can make it navigate very much like what you're used to when Windows 11 comes out. But the default is to be very different, and they're actually moving kind of toward something similar to what Apple does. So that'll be simple, you know. But Earl, you'll need to kind of consider this, ponder it a little bit. You know, definitely there will be some time and money involved in looking at the computer. When a customer brings in a computer here, we check in the computer for an hour's worth of labor, which is $60. That's what you commit to. We don't go beyond that without your approval. We either can fix it within that time, or we know how much it's going to cost typically to have it fixed. And, sometimes we can fix it, and sometimes we need additional time, or we might even need additional parts, but we can't really know until we look at it. So you only have to consider that.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page.
And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. You need a Faster PC, and we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And so we're here. We're ready to answer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop, and we can help you out with that. And So just, again, give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And, you know, with the last caller, you know, with computers, you know, everyone does need to, you kind of have to have an idea of what is
You know, how much am I going to spend on this system, and is it worth it? I can tell you, though, that we can typically repair a computer for less money than you can go out and buy a new computer. And sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes because the parts are just rare, the parts that are needed for the computer are rare. And because they're rare, they're considerably more expensive. Then in that case, you know, we're just, you know, it probably is better to just replace the computer. But in a lot of cases, in most cases, it's actually more affordable to upgrade the computer. We actually had a customer in the shop, and this was an HOA office not too long ago. So with the HOA office, they were actually looking at either replacing the computer or replacing the hard drive. They went ahead and replaced the hard drive because they're looking at, you know, if they go out and spend that much money on a new computer, they're going to have a slower computer than what they already had. So Earl is still with us. Earl, welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know, you know, we were talking about, you know, again, considering whether it's worth it or not, and, you know, the cost that would be involved in there. So what are your thoughts and your additional questions on that?
Well, my additional question is there any worth to this particular unit? I know that online I've read that some of the PC repair shops actually buy some of the older iMac. This one cosmetically is in perfect condition.
Okay.
Is there any value to this unit?
Well, there is, although, you know, yours is not working right now. So, or not working, you know, I'm not sure exactly what level it's functioning or not functioning, but it doesn't appear that it's working like it should work, which is why you called here today. The system is worth something. The question is how much. You know, if you were to take it apart and you were to sell the individual parts in the computer, you could do that on eBay. You can get more money out of it than if you sell the whole thing. You know, sell it as is. Given that it's not really working, you would have to sell it for parts only. So what you would maybe want to do is look at the model number and then go to eBay and search for that model number and see if anyone else is selling it. Are they selling it in working condition? Are they selling it in non-working condition for parts only, which is really what yours is? So, you know, if they're selling it in non-working condition for parts only, or, you know, if you find one that's selling a working unit for maybe $200, well, you would know that your computer that's not working is not worth $200. So you would have to price it appropriately there. So hopefully that can help you out there. But that's what I would do if you're interested in, you know, trying to find out how much it is. Go to eBay, search for the model number, and then you can see other people selling it and how much they're selling it for, whether theirs is working or not working. And just realize that just because they have it on eBay for a certain price doesn't mean they're going to sell it at that price. You know, sometimes it may not be worth what they're asking for it. But, you know, that'll give you a good idea, though, of how much it might be worth.
I was just curious instead of just putting it out to the curb or something.
Definitely
like
don't put it in the curb, because if you put it in the curb, there are components in the computer that are, first of all, most of the components in the computer are going to take a long time. They're going to be here for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. They're going to be in the landfill for a long, long time. They're not going to decompose anytime soon. Some of the components are also toxic. They'll actually leach into the groundwater and pollute the groundwater for future generations. So if you are considering getting rid of a computer for anyone, not just Earl, but for anyone, if you're considering getting rid of a computer, you can bring it to A Faster PC. We do offer free recycling service. And for a small charge, we can also securely erase data off of hard drives before recycling it. So that's a service that we can provide for you, but we can keep it out of the landfill. You can also physically take it to the dump And actually, they have a special place for electronics where it doesn't get mixed in to the regular trash, where it'll go into the dump. It'll actually be recycled. So hopefully that'll answer your question there. And we have
a question. I've done that in the past with all my computers, and when I meant to say put it out the curb, it's doing that particular deal. But I didn't know whether if somebody offered me at one of the shops $25, whether it's worth or not. $25 and
yeah, we don't buy used computers, but you can definitely check other shops. You know, the thing is, it's only worth something. It would only be worth something to us if we had a customer that had a similar unit that needed a part that's in your unit. Then at that point, it would be worth it. And that's why eBay is really a good solution, because you're opening up your sellers, your potential buyers are across the world. And some computer shop in the country probably has that same computer in their shop and needs a motherboard or a display or another component that's in that computer that hopefully is good. So hopefully that'll help you out, and check that out. We're going to the lines. We have Pete on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Pete. How can we help you today?
Yeah. Thanks for taking the call. I really appreciate it. I have an ongoing issue. I have a laptop, and I'm not really that astute when it comes to computers and things like that. But this system here, as I'm trying to compose some documents together, the cursor constantly gets hung up. In other words, I'm typing. As soon as I stop to research something, come back, unbeknownst to me, the cursor moves. So when I'm typing, it's typing somewhere else on that page other than
yes.
Where I left off.
Yes. And this is with a laptop?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what happens with laptops, you have something called a touchpad, which is you know, you touch it and you move the cursor over. Now, this happens to everyone that has a laptop unless you turn your touchpad off. And you can actually, if you use an external mouse, most of laptops, not all of them, but most laptops have a setting where you can actually go in and you can actually change or tell it to disable the touchpad when your mouse is plugged in. So in just a minute, maybe if I have time, I'll show how to do that with my laptop, although the steps might be a little bit different with your laptop because your software is going to be different. It's based on the drivers for the touchpad. The other thing you can actually do is just be very mindful of the touchpad and actually keep your hands away from it. There are, and we've gone over this, I'll actually, hopefully I can get into, you know, show my screen and for the video on Facebook. If you're not watching right now, you can actually go over and watch it later. But there are a whole bunch of different, with Windows 10, there are a whole bunch of different features of the touchpad that are enabled by default that weren't enabled in previous operating systems that can do all kinds of crazy things with your computer. The biggest thing is to keep your hands away from the touchpad. Even if it's near the touchpad with certain settings, the touchpad will think that you touched and it'll click and move your cursor to a different part of the screen, and then you're typing in a different part of the screen than what you intended to type. So I'm going to switch over to my full screen, and I'm going to actually go on over. Let me see if I can. Okay, so I actually have in the lower right-hand corner, I actually have this little arrow that hides things. I'm going to click on the touchpad. That'll bring up the my software little pop-up, and I have pointing device properties. So I'm going to click on pointing device properties. So this is actually going to take me to a control panel setting for my mouse. And there's actually a settings button here. And you can, by the way, there's different settings here for the for the touchpad and so on and so forth. But you have device settings here. Now, there are some settings here. There's a settings button. So if I click on that settings button, it brings this up. So you can enable the buttons or disable the buttons just by, again, clicking. And again, your device, mine uses a Synaptic driver, and the software that I actually have is using this. So, you know what, I disabled the buttons. I'm going to have to plug in a mouse to be able to change this. This is pretty wild here. Things like this can happen, so have a mouse ready if you go in here and change your settings. I'm actually pulling a mouse off from another computer. Hopefully I can do that. Typically, though, you will have a setting in some of the, I have seen some of them where they're, it's not there, but in some laptops, you actually have a setting where you can turn off the touchpad if an external mouse is plugged in. That's a real handy feature for people that don't like the touchpad and may actually be able to just help you out and help you out with that.
Hold that thought a minute, please, because I also have I don't have a mouse. I have a wireless mouse.
So your wireless mouse, if you're using that, is plugged in with a USB dongle, and that setting would be applicable if you wanted to disable to disable the touchpad while your the mouse is plugged in. It's just a USB mouse, and you would look for that setting. But there are two finger things you can turn on. There are three finger things you can turn on, four finger things you can turn on. By default, these are all turned on in Windows 10. So hopefully, you can go in there and change your settings. And again, we're about out of time here, but you're going to need to just play with the settings and look for disabling.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Unless the Lord Guards the City. 20-year anniversary of 911. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.